Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
12th play of the drive. First and goal from the 5. Breeze under center. High formation. Got takes it. The handoff. Looks to throw. Wide open. Touchdown! Josh Hill! 19 years. 273 games. Over 76,000 yards. And now, 540 touchdowns. Drew Brees, take a bow. It's amazing, too, because you can remember back to week 2 when he gets hurt and you go, man, Brady's going to catch him. He's going to pass him up. That's a tough deal, right? I mean, and listen, it's a record. But really what it is it's a testament to 19 years of excellence in absolutely everything that he does.
All right, so again, the moment for Drew Brees. I don't know. I just looked at it last night. And we've asked all year, what's up with Brady? What, you know, he's pissy after wins. Hasn't been the same kind of guy. Like, what's your problem, man? You know, you're 1-2 seed, one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. Your offense isn't what it used to be. I get it. But as a team, you're in a great spot with a great coach and a great defense and home playoff games. And once again, a real chance to go and win the Super Bowl. Why are you so pissed? And could it be that in his mind's eye, he had his last season in New England looking like it's looked in New Orleans for Drew Brees?
Sure,
and he looks
yes.
at Drew Brees with a great offense and a great team and putting up numbers and the adulation of a night like last night where he's here completing 52% of his passes and, you know, the numbers are way down and the offense is just a sidecar and they can't get anything going and there's no moment, you know, I don't know, and like the whole thing. The whole thing is not how he envisioned or you envisioned for him or you wanted for him. And you watched Drew Brees last night. And I don't know. My thought was that should be Brady. Brady should be having those sort of moments this season.
Yeah, I think the whole year has not gone as Brady thought it was going to go. It has not gone according to plan. And I would include the off-field stuff, meaning the contract. He didn't think it was going to come to this. He, you know, he had hoped that they would commit to him, that he wouldn't be faced with the decision to walk at the end of the year. And in all probability, this may be it for him in his mind. So, you know, look, to me, the idea of a, you know, for lack of a better term, Tom Brady appreciation game or Tom Brady appreciation night, which is, again, last night was Brees' career accomplishments. That's what that was. The record was merely a vehicle for the crowd to celebrate his career.
That's the point, Murray.
That's what it was.
I get it, Mike.
And so, so now look.
You don't want to say goodbye, Murray? You don't want to say goodbye? I mean, that's not important to you?
I mean, if we're saying goodbye each and every week, like this feels like it's going to be the last season where he goes somewhere else. Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to be in the stadium or at home and be like, bye, bye. Either way, he's leaving. It doesn't matter if it's with a hollow record. I think he looks at a game like last night or Drew Brees this year. If there's any sense of envy, it's what he's working with. Guys like Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, who's actually a real decent great running back, unlike what he's got to deal with here. Jared Cook, a real tight end. That offensive line, it's better than what he has to deal with this year. He actually has a good relationship with his coach. Like, maybe that's the kind of things that he's envious of, and that he's, and Drew Brees looks like he's actually enjoying himself and having a good time. That's what I think Brady looks at with Drew Brees this year, and that's what he's like, oh man, I wish I had that.
So
not the adulation. He gets the adulation every single week.
So I think it's all of the above. I mean, I think he, you know, I just think that he thought it was going to be different. And most of them do. And at the end, it isn't always, you know, again, flowers and candy and strawberries and cream. It's just usually, it usually isn't that at the end.
So, Murray, I'm not a fan anymore, but I can still put myself in that spot. And you don't think it'd be nice for Brady to have a moment where he's, whether he's doing this or not, but having something like this, where he's blowing the kisses to the crowd like Breeze was last night?
So he may still get it, though. And when I say he may still get it, it may not be entirely as anyone expected, particularly him. But, I mean, Mike, let's say they have to play on division weekend. I mean, wild card weekend, right? Let's just say, and they lose. Or division weekend and they lose.
Yeah, so there'll be a moment in defeat at the end of a cold, miserable...
I understand. That's why I said it may not be exactly what he envisioned or he hoped for.
So they came into the year, Breeze and Brady, side by side, going after Manning in this time. One of them was going to get it. You know, we thought they'd both get it and they'd go back and forth all season and, you know, maybe one might emerge. But, you know, Brady missed out on winning that record and he's never going to get it. He's not going to get it.
There's still two more games. What if Breeze gets hurt? Like, there's still a chance for him to reclaim this record.
Okay. I don't think it's about the record.
So, and me too. I don't think it's about the record either. But it's, I don't know, maybe it's somewhere on the list. Maybe it's somewhere on the list. And Breeze is going to have to get hurt for him to catch him, right?
Or get skunked. I mean, there's games this year that they've lost where he got sacked like eight times and didn't throw a touchdown.
Okay, so Brady's now three behind Breeze.
Okay.
Do you think he's going to net a plus three?
No.
No. But okay. It could happen.
No, I mean, I think there. You know, I don't know how it's all going to shake out. I haven't done all the math. Is there a chance he doesn't even play in Week 17? If they win and some things break right, won't they lock up the number two?
Brady never had the moment. I just, you know, and that's all. And it's not dawning on me. I'm more sentimental than you give me credit for, Murray. This is the end. I think this is the end. I think this is the end for the greatest team pro sport athlete we've ever seen. I think this is it. I think he's going to retire. And I don't know. I find that significant. And I find that worthy of a moment. I find that worthy of a moment on the field in uniform with him and us and him and the people, or him and you. You don't include me with you, but you know what I mean. Like, I think that's real. I'm not into parades, you know, so I don't need anything after the fact. But in uniform, on the field, in the stadium, in the moment.
Sure, yeah.
I'm into it. I'm sorry, I am.
So earlier when I said parade, just to, you know, I didn't mean that literally. I meant they want, players all want a celebration, a going away appreciation at the end. And a lot of them don't get it. That's all. Now, Brady's different. Brady's different. I mean, and I looked at Breeze last night and I said, of course Brady deserves that. Of course he does. No two ways about it. I just, you know.
The whole thing, Breeze is going out on top. And he, by the way, he's not going out. Both he and Brady are free agents at the end of the year, and I think they have the same thing where they can't. I think their contract voids on the last. Breeze has the exact same thing as Brady,
yeah.
Which is he can't be franchised, and he's a free agent too. Pro Football Talk put out a poll: if you're a team that needs a quarterback, who'd you rather have, Breeze or Brady? And Breeze won 75% to 25%.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
He croaked it.
I mean, so, you know, he's having a way better year.
Right. So this is what I mean, like. In Breeze's twilight, he's surrounded by the right team. He's not just winning at a high level. The record's the same, but his offense is great. He's putting up big numbers. He's setting records. He's having the moment on national TV. And Brady is just sort of grousing after games, all for snarled in some dingy, freezing stadium, pissed off half the time. And that's been Brady's final year. I don't know. It just strikes me, the contrast between the two.
And he's also 2 years older, so maybe that's starting to catch up with him, or at least with the injury factor, he's, you know, slower to recover. I mean, I think you have to factor that in, too, at least as that poll is concerned, why, you know, certain teams would want Breeze over Brady, 75% or whatever the hell you said it was.
So you don't care week in, week out,
Mike, he's getting, like, again, last week in Cincinnati, that stadium's chanting Brady, Brady,
How
Brady.
How can you compare that for 10,000, you know, for 10,000 drunks? I was, you know, I didn't say all the love and respect in my heart, but, you know, the straggling Patriots fans that traveled to Cincinnati in a half-empty stadium in a game over the Bengals in Week 15 compared to, like, last night setting the all-time touchdown pass record on Monday Night Football at home in the Superdome with the adoration. How can you compare those two?
Against the team that they won their only Super Bowl against.
Come on!
I never heard that with Breeze on the road anywhere. I've never heard Breeze's name being chanted in road
stadiums.
No,
they don't travel, right. They don't.
So I think, to me, that matters more, that you have this many people traveling, chanting out his name. When he came back from that four-game suspension in Cleveland, the place, as soon as he hits the field,
going bananas for Brady. That's never happened for someone like Drew Brees.
It's about the timing of it, though, is what it is. And the only thing I would say to you, Mike, is that, because again, I agree with you. Ideally, that's what you want. I mean, ideally, that's what you want. Any great player, particularly the real greats. You know, Montana and San Francisco was worthy of a farewell.
This is the end. You agree this is the end, Murray? This is the end.
Here.
This is the end here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we care about. This is the end.
With the Patriots, yeah.
How do you feel about it? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it sucks, but you know what? If you want to see, now this is blowing my mind because it's Disney Felger over here. You want the perfect fairy tale ending.
I do. And I do want a little bit of fairy tale here.
If you wanted the fairy tale ending, and if Brady wanted the fairy tale ending, then he should have stopped after the Super Bowl. They win that Super Bowl in probable fashion, 11-5 season. You have a bunch of doubters, all the haters. They actually rally behind that. That was their rallying cry in the postseason. They beat the Chargers, beat the Chiefs, beat the Rams. He should have walked then.
It feels like Brees is charging to the finish line and Brady's limping there.
Well, but again, but wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Where was Brady 2 years ago?
I don't understand. You've thrown
Brady was charging to the finish line 2 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, Brees is 2 years behind. Let's see what it looks like for Brees at the end.
I'm just, this is the moment. This is, I think Brady's done. So this is what I don't care what Brees is in 2 years.
No, but again, you said Brees is charging to the finish line. I'm telling you, Brees isn't at the finish line.
I'm just comparing the two right now.
Okay, so no.
Yeah, that 2 year difference, I think, is a big difference.
I get that part of it. All I'm telling you is that it'll likely be the end. The same will be for Brees at the end.
Yeah, you might be right.
That's my only point. Now, ideally, would it be nice if there were a celebration of Tom Brady's career at the end? Hell yeah. There's never been a guy more worthy of it.
I want it in a game. I want it in a game in a moment where the moment becomes somewhat organic. Because that's what those moments in game are. And as much as bells and whistles they threw at Brees last night, you still had to make the plays. And it was in the context of a game. And there was some organic nature to it. That's what I want. I want one of those for Brady. I don't want the post-produced thing because that'll nauseate me. Because that always, you know, Dr. Charles Steinberg starts doing his crap. I'm like, click. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need that. I want something in uniform.
Well, look, maybe they get a break. Maybe they end up playing the AFC Championship game here and they win it. And when he walks off the field, everybody in the building knows that's it.
That's what I'm looking for. Touchdown pass, all-time record. Drew Brees 1, Peyton Manning 2, Tom Brady 3, Brett Favre 4, Dan Marino 5. How do you feel about that list?
Pretty good.
It's a pretty good list.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What's the most important quarterback stat? I asked this before.
I say Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, Super Bowl championships.
Okay, so
it's pretty, it's got a lot of integrity. It's not perfect. You know, Jim Plunkett's on it with multiples. I generally believe that if you win multiple championships as a quarterback, it's a validation on your career. Like, anybody can win one. You get lucky. Trent Dilfer won one. Brad Johnson won one. There's a million guys who have won one.
So here's that list. Brady 6, Montana 4, Bradshaw 4, Aikman 3, Peyton Manning, and others too. Let me just pull it up.
Manning. Like 12 have won multiple.
Eli, Peyton, right. So there's a whole list of 12 guys, right? Plunkett, Greasy, Staubach, Roethlisberger, Elway, Starr. Okay, 1-2. That's a list with some integrity. So taking away the Super Bowl list. Is there another one? Like, I like quarterback rating.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And I know people are like, no, there's no perfect stat. They all suck if you're just doing a singular one. But I think quarterback rating, I like efficient quarterbacks. So the problem with quarterback rating is it really puts emphasis on yards, and I don't care about yards. But in terms of completion percentage and they dock you for interceptions, I like the quarterback rating stat. Except here's the all-time list. Number 1, Aaron Rodgers. Number 2, Russell Wilson. Number 3, Drew Brees. Number 4, Kirk Cousins, tied with Tony Romo.
Ugh.
Number 6, Tom Brady. So this season for Brady's knocked him below Cousins and Romo. He was, I don't know what he started the year with, but right now he's at 97.0. At 97.1 is Kirk Cousins and Tony Romo.
And those two are the two of the great losers of all time.
See, the reason that one's hard to assess now is because the eras have affected it. Right. And because you said it's become a passing oriented game now, much more every year it gets more and more. So the guys who throw for more yards are going to be higher as long as they don't throw a million picks, which is why Cousins and Romo were on that list.
All time passing yards leaders. Now, I don't care about yards in an individual sense, what you do in a game or a season or anything like that. But if you take career passing yards, does it tell you you've had a long, prolific, worthy career?
Okay. I mean, Matt Ryan just broke into, like, I think 50,000 yards.
All-time passing yards leaders in the NFL. Drew Brees, 76,000. Tom Brady, second at 74,000. So he's fallen behind Brees. And he was behind him to start the year, but he's fallen farther behind him this year. Number 3, Peyton Manning. Number 4, Brett Favre. Number 5, Dan Marino. It's a pretty good list.
Sure.
It's a list with some integrity.
Yeah.
The one that should matter, those quarterback wins, right?
Absolutely. Again, to me, that's the number one thing.
And I don't know if Tom Brady will get caught on this one. Now, maybe those touchdown passes, the yards, those things, he gets caught, wins. And this is just regular season, 218, number one. Number two is Brett Favre at 186, tied with Peyton Manning. So those guys aren't going to catch him. Drew Brees is at 161, ain't going to catch him. Next is Elway Marino, obviously not going to catch him. Roethlisberger is seventh at 144, ain't going to catch him.
No shot.
So
that's a good list, though.
That's a good list.
Yeah, that's a good list.
Brady, Favre, Manning, Brees, Elway, Marino, Roethlisberger, Fran Tarkenton's eight. Phillip Rivers, unfortunately, is nine. Unitas is 10. That's a good list.
Yeah, championships, wins, and league MVPs actually matter to me as well.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is look, a lot of them reflect on longevity, but I think that's part of it, is that if you can win that many games or throw that many touchdown passes, you stuck around and there's a reason.
Okay, sorry, I'm late. Maybe I'm getting soft, but this is the end for Brady. This is the end. And how do you feel about the way it's going out?
You need a hanky over there?
Yeah, a little bit. To your calls after this.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball. Terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
The object of the game is to win, and however you do it, that's why we're playing. So these records, you know, everyone keeps track of every record. I feel like there's more statistics now than there's ever been, and you know, the data analytics part of the game is, you know, exploded. But in the end, the one for me that it matters the most is winning.
So is it fair to interpret that the six after your name of titles, that record, the most of any quarterback, is the one then that would be important to you and that you do cherish?
I mean, absolutely. I think that's, for me, the, you know, looking down at my Super Bowl rings and sharing that with my teammates, that those are incredible moments in my life and great memories. You know, and I think when you see those rings or trophies or banners, you know, I think there's so many things that you think about, and it's not just the one Super Bowl win per se, but it's a season, or it's seasons full of relationships with players and with coaches and with ownership and with your family that have been a part of it. I was texting with my sisters the other day, and they've been following my career for 25 years, and that's brought us to all different parts of the country in all different stadiums at, you know, different points of the year. And to have dialogue with my family and my friends and to bring people together and communities together is what is really special about sports.
So Brady asked about it last night with Jim Gray. That was his answer. Your thoughts? I think Brady's a little jealous of Drew Brees, where he's at this year versus where Brady's at himself. There's that question. And does he deserve a send-off? The moment that Brees had last night, is Brady ever going to get something like that here in his last year in New England? Marion Manchester, what do you think?
Hi, Mike. So I absolutely agree with you. I think that Brady should have a special moment. He's meant so much to the people here in Boston and to the fans. He's done a lot for the city, and I would like to see him have a special send-off, sort of like what you said, organic, on the field. And I think he's very deserving of that. And I also was hoping that, you know, when the time comes, that you're going to devote an entire season of your show talking about him, because I think that he's meant so much to everyone.
Well, a whole season. Let's not get carried away here, Mary. I mean, I just gave it 20 minutes, which is a lot for me. You know, all sentimental and goopy. But the thing is, so of course you're going to have a moment for Mitchellette. Of course. You know, whenever that last game looks like it'll be. And, you know, they have to do it just in case he doesn't come back.
Sure,
of course. Some people think he's coming back. Maybe the team thinks he's coming back. Maybe he is coming back. But in case he's not, you know, okay. But there's something about doing it in the moment of setting that record that brings some organicness to it. It's just going to be a contrived thing, you know, which to me lessens it.
Well, okay, but you say contrived. Contrived is, it's planned, it's plotted. You don't think they were getting ready to celebrate that thing last night?
Yeah, he still had to throw the touchdown pass.
Okay, well, you know, there's not going to be any formal announcement that Brady's walking.
I know.
Right? So whatever happens in the stadium that day is going to be organic.
I hope so.
The fans are going to decide that on their own. Now, there might be stuff in the media that leads up to it. Hey, this could be Brady's last game. Stuff will be written. All kinds of junk. All true. But whatever happens in the stadium that day will be real.
Brady will even wave to the crowd.
You know, yeah. Of course he will.
Yeah, he will.
But like a moment where he waves to the crowd. I'm not just talking about, like, you know, when he runs out onto the field for warm-ups and he, you know, pumps his fist to the south end zone. I'm talking about, you know, the corniest I ever saw was John Havlicek. You know, good God. But, you know, something like Drew Brees was blowing kisses to the crowd last night. I don't expect that. But are we even going to get that?
Okay, so but you recognize what you're talking about, right? And again, I think Brady deserves it too. I'm not spitting on the idea of it. I'm just telling you practically how's it going to happen. You either have to set some sort of record in your home stadium. Or some sort of event. Or everyone has to know it's your last game.
Exactly.
I mean, it's one or the other.
Exactly.
Okay, so in this case, I think, and the only way the second thing happens is if Brady tells everyone before that this is it. Peyton Manning never got the big send-off.
No, it's true. It's a good point.
I mean, he won the Super Bowl.
He held the trophy, yeah.
Right, but he never got the big send-off. I think most guys don't.
No, they don't. It's true. Of course. No, of course most guys don't.
I mean, so, and now look, does this guy warrant it? No question. No question. I mean, he's once in 10 lifetimes, let alone one in a lifetime.
Okay, Justin in Connecticut, your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So I'm actually really, really worried about this team moving forward after this year. You know, you look at the lack of being able to bring somebody in to take care of Gronk's absence. You look at, is Jarrett Stidham going to be the guy after Brady's gone? We got no second rounder to get any kind of younger talent. The young talent that we do have hasn't produced anything. Julian Edelman's 33 or whatever years old and a lot of tread on those tires. And to Murray's point, what he's been saying, his defense is good, but it's a little bit overrated.
You don't,
I think Bill put all the chips on it.
Justin, you don't trust Belichick?
I don't. I mean, I do. He's warranted that, but you look, there was no answer for Gronk. It looks like they got caught with their pants off with no one to come in for Gronk. And then Bill put all of his coins on this defense. And look what happens when teams score 21 points, you know?
Okay, yeah, you're 13-3 in the second seed in the AFC. That's what happens.
So the offense,
I mean, if this is a down year for Bill and his decision making and a down year in a lot of regard, you're going to be 13-3 and have a bye.
Well, yeah, how many crap teams did they beat us?
This is, but what is that changing?
Yeah, people need to reset their expectations on what's realistic.
Well, no, but the competition's still the competition. This is my calculus.
No, but I'm talking about once Brady's gone. This guy says he's worried about him. They can win the division with Jarrett Stidham and quarterback.
You bet they can.
I think they can.
They will.
Oh, God. We're going to do this again.
So, but again, Murray, I think you underestimate the importance of the coaching part of it. So that's huge.
You going to keep drafting like this last couple of years?
Okay, so that's a problem. Yeah, but they're not going to lose everybody. I mean, like the idea that it's not like they're just going to wipe out the whole roster and start over. So with Belichick in charge, I feel pretty good.
That being said, Maz, how'd you feel about this game? And how do you feel about this game? What'd you say in our email chain?
So I said this morning that, again, if you look at Brady's, I was thinking to myself, if you look at Brady's pattern, like, is that what you're, the part you're talking about?
No. I thought you said this is the end of the Brady era of this game.
Oh, this Buffalo game, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the game over the weekend. Oh, I'm sorry. The Buffalo game coming up? This might be it. This might be the one. If they lose this game to the Bills, to the freaking Bills, whom they've owned, at home with a bye at stake, and they can't score in the process, I mean, to me, there's going to be an air of finality about it.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. This week, we could, I mean, you could certainly argue that the Brady era is at stake this weekend. I don't think it's wrong to put that on this game. If they were to lose this game and end up having to play on wild card weekend, you know, the last time that happened, they got their asses kicked. That was 10 years ago. They got killed.
Yeah, I don't think this team's good enough to go through wild card weekend.
It's not.
They need a bye. They need a home date in the divisional round, and then maybe they can patch it together. If they go to wild card weekend, forget about it. All bets are off. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, I think this game is huge. Huge, huge, huge. And not just for the 2019 season. I think it's huge for the era. Again, it's going to be hard not to look at this game on Saturday and say, if they lose, and again, the same sort of thing happens, the offense looks inept, we're going to be walking out of there going, this is over.
This is what I'm talking about. Meanwhile, Drew Brees is setting records, blowing kisses to the crowd with the best team in the one of the best teams in the NFC and on top. And, you know, where are you? I think you're winning this week, and I think you're still in it. But that's just the contrast that stood out to me last night. But I agree with you. If they lose the bye, that's it. See you later.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you can't put enough emphasis on this game, if you ask me.
Okay, here's Murray's update, and we're back with more.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never not once.
Never not once.
Never not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
All right, we're going to circle back, and we're going to talk about this for the rest of the time as well, but we're going to circle back to how Brady's actually playing. Bedard said that it's the worst he's seen Brady look in the first half, anyway. It's the worst half he's seen Brady look in a long, long time. Put most of their problems on Brady in Cincinnati. In fact, said the offense actually showed signs of progress. He was encouraged by the way the line played and some of the plays that were there to be made, but Brady couldn't make them. So he put it on Brady. Is there an elbow issue here? Is there an injury concern now that we're looking at with Brady? So all of that on the field. And then just a little developing opinion on the Patriots and the taping scandal with the Bengals. That's on the table, too. So all of it with your calls, I promise. Rocco is in Saugus, but lunching in East Somerville, as he likes to do. Go ahead, Rogus. Rocco, go ahead. Okay, Rocco. Okay, babe, call's back. Sorry about that. It's my fault. Pete in Delaware on the taping. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Hey, as far as the taping goes, last week I was kind of defending New England, but after seeing the video and the exchange between the Bengals security and the longtime camera guy, I can't really defend it at all. I thought it was you couldn't have had a worse exchange if you were innocent. But my question is, why do they suspend him and not fire him? Because if he didn't have an intent of spying, that was an egregious, stupid act for a longtime guy. He shouldn't be suspended. He should be fired.
Pete, I'll tell you, I wonder about the dynamic with him and the team, because he released a statement on his own. And we know how the team handles this stuff. They send you to Siberia, meaning publicly you don't say a word. We've never heard from Estrella. We never heard from McNally. We never heard from Jastrzemski. We did kind of hear from Walsh. Walsh did a few interviews.
Right, yeah.
You know, he did. We did kind of hear from him, but that was before they had their whole containment strategies in place and everything. Now the modern, you know, strategy is, you know, you circle the wagons and you don't hear from anybody. And so this Modelo kind of broke out on his own, released a statement on his own. And I wonder if he's gotten representation and if there's now a thing between him and the team. I wonder about that.
Well, it does. Seriously, it tells you the relationship between them clearly isn't good.
Or it's just different. I mean, so maybe it's not good. Maybe this is a lone wolf. I don't know. All I know is usually we don't hear from these guys. But we heard from this guy, and it was on his own. Yeah, I just don't believe he didn't know the rule. That's all. I still think he messed up, totally messed up. I don't think he, you know, they intended for him to do that. Certainly the football people didn't direct him to do that. But for a guy who has worked at Gillette, in this capacity for 18 years. He's worked for the team for 18 years as a producer / videographer / content guy. So he worked there during Spygate. He worked there during the fallout for Spygate. He was in the building, in the organization. When Arlen Specter, a U.S. senator, was up your keister over videotaping, and he doesn't know the rule. And in fact, read his statement. He never says he doesn't know the rule. So he's not, in his statement, he didn't claim I was ignorant to the rule. He claimed I didn't believe I'd be misconstrued the way I was. But he never said I didn't know the rule. How could you possibly not know the rule working for the Patriots as a, you know, producer / videographer?
Because you're dumb?
You can't be that dumb.
Sure you can.
Well, so I don't believe it. I mean, who knows, right? I don't believe it was ignorance. I mean, I believe the move was really dumb, but I believe he knew the rule. And I think his reaction when he got confronted tells you that as well. Because he went to the, my bad, I'll delete it, real quick. Real quick.
I mean, to me, that response was not what I was expecting. I thought, you know, if this went down exactly the whole way the Patriots said it did, you would have had much more contrition there than you did. And the willingness to delete, to me, sounds like, let's just destroy the evidence.
Yeah, the offer to delete came awful quick. If he didn't know the rule, there's a back and forth about the rule. Oh, I can't shoot that? Really? He never said that. He said, oh, my bad. We can delete this right here. You know, that's how that went. And I didn't think. I just think he knew the rule. That's all. Here's Dan in the car. Hi, Dan.
Just wanted to get your feel on, I know Harry had four touches, and it was the most extreme four touches you'll hear in all of New England for a football game, but I like what they're doing, and I kind of compare them to what Cordell Patterson was doing for us last year. You think they'll do more opportunities, more hands?
Oh, my God. It better be a hell of a lot more than what Cordell Patterson did for you last year.
But I think you saw that with that jet sweep that you saw a lot of that kind of stuff last year with Patterson. So, fine. Yeah, he's got that build to at least bowl people over. I'm okay with that.
Okay, I need much more than just end of rounds. I need him to run patterns and Brady to throw to him in the passing game.
I mean, honestly, the jet sweep thing, like, I couldn't give a rat's ass.
No, I'm.
But if he doesn't get the playbook or he has issues
right,
enough
yeah,
or anything
I hear
like
you,
that,
I hear
then you.
You
can at least use him that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, no, I'm not dumping on that. I didn't mean to sound like I was dumping on it, Murray. I'm saying, for me, it's about being an element in the pass game. And the
oh,
play,
sure, that's the most important thing.
The yeah. play that mattered was the one in the end zone. That of all the plays, that, and along with the one that got called back.
I'll tell you what, I thought the third and eight after the one that
another
got called
one.
Back to me, that was the most important one.
Another one.
That, in fact, that was the number one play for me. The touchdown was great, but it was a broken play. On third and eight, you have to have it. He ran a precise route, timed out well with Brady, and they picked up the first down. That's what I need. Cordell Patterson never did that. So that third and eight play, that's what I need from Nikhil here.
Yeah, to me, I still focus on the touchdown. It was a third down play, and it was a tough catch. It wasn't the hardest catch, but it was down low. He had to get on and get it, and I was worried about his hands after the Dallas game.
Ron in Medford. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Listen, I'm with you, Mike. I like the fact that, you know, Breeze had that celebration. I wish Brady could get something like that. If they never released Antonio Brown, maybe he would have surpassed it a long time ago. But in the end, for all the numbers, all the stats, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, who Joe Buck calls the legend, they both got one Super Bowl. Rodgers was so long ago, people probably didn't remember who they beat. Brees won the Super Bowl, and Peyton Manning probably had as much to do with that as him throwing a pick six to seal it. So, you know, they can have those. I think that the six championships, you know, winning Super Bowl has got to be the most.
Okay, no question. No question. Brady's sort of missing the moment, though, and that's sort of what I hit on before. But I do give the ESPN crew credit last night because in the middle of it, Booger McFarlane made sure to tell you who was the greatest of all time. And it was a Drew Brees love fest and a coronation, and Booger McFarlane came out and said, Brady's still the best of all time. And I thought that was a nice little moment for you, if you care about that sort of stuff, and I know that you do. We'll pick it up on the other side in our long commercial-free segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Big Jim Murray here.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
So the tail of the tape now when it comes to this all-time touchdown mark. The 240-somethings. And Breeze now is at 541. Brady, 538. And the two remaining games, Breeze will be on the road. Brady is home Saturday against Buffalo. And then Miami. And Brady watching Monday Night Football tonight, and he tweeted it out after the history maker, and he said, congrats, Drew, couldn't be more deserving. Passing Peyton in anything is an incredible achievement, and your records will be tough to beat, but it's worth trying. It's worth trying indeed. Tommy, this was the record breaker.
And how fitting does the record breaker come off of play action where Kerry Willis bites? You know, speaking of Tom Brady and Drew Brees, Tom Brady, I think, is the greatest quarterback this league has ever seen. Drew Brees, the most accurate guy we've ever seen. But the longevity that those two have is unreal.
Naheem Hines trying to shake loose. Brady, the best quarterback you've ever seen or the greatest player in NFL history?
I'm not going to say he's the greatest player. I didn't see them all. I've heard about the guys, Jim Brown and O.J. Simpson and Jerry Rice and those guys. But I do think Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback this game has ever seen.
So that was good. Not good, you know, McFarlane. That was a Drew Brees love fest last night. But McFarlane still made a point to say, no, Brady's better. Does that make you smile, Murray, over there, or what?
No, I mean, it's
you don't
just,
care about any of this.
It's fact. I mean, he's right. Like, so, you know, he is. We all know that. So he's just putting out fact. Like, he's just pumped the brakes. It's great for Drew Brees tonight. But, you know, when it comes to rings and championships, the actual thing that matters the most for quarterbacks, let's not forget Tom Brady is the greatest. So he was right to say that.
Yes, for sure. And I think that's the default for a Patriot fan today. These records don't matter. It's just about rings. Yeah, these records don't matter. You would have loved that moment. You would have loved to have that moment for Brady, especially now in what could be his last month as a Patriot. You would have loved it. Would have been great. And that's my only point. It's too bad that the season has played out for him the way it has.
I'm trying to figure out why you're on this, because you have said for ages now that these records don't matter. I know it's not so much about the record, but it would take the record for the moment to happen.
Yeah.
So why does this all of a sudden matter?
Because this is the end for Brady. And Murray, maybe I have more sentimentalism than you gave me credit for, or I have more of a heart than you gave me credit for.
It's like the Grinch when the heart gets two sizes too small, you see it grow. Yeah.
But I mean, I think I said this a couple days or a week ago or so that, like, you know, when we get towards the end here, I'm going to cut out the Brady bashing and just sort of, I don't know, revel in the last couple games of the greatest guy we've ever seen play sports. I mean, I think he's that important, and we're in the tail end of a run that was that big. And you know, I'm not going to, at the very last, I'm not going to sit here bitching about what he said to Jim Gray the night before. I'm going to talk about the 20 years and what he is and what this meant. And because I don't know, I just think that that's when you bring in that perspective and we're done doing the day-to-day thing. And now it's at the end and now we can talk about the whole thing. And that's the story with Tom Brady. And that's sort of where I'm getting to with him. This is it. This is it. We got a couple games left.
I mean, it does feel that way. You know, like it's hard to think that he's going to be playing next year, be it for the Patriots or anybody else. And look, that aside, I mean, you know, it's totally different. But Brees deserved it, too.
He deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, he had, you know, what he's done for that franchise. You mentioned this earlier. The Saints were the ain'ts, right? Remember that? The paper bags people fans wearing on their heads?
Yeah, yeah.
How pathetic they were? They were like one of the true great joke franchises in the history of pro sports. It changed with him. I think he's the most important player in the history of that franchise.
Yeah, in that city.
Without question.
Sure. I'll give it to him. I just think it's easy for the Patriots fan today to say, stats, it doesn't matter. If that was Brady last night, you would have loved it. You would have loved every minute of it.
That's a cheap high. Like, it's about, okay. Like,
since when are you above a cheap high?
Good point.
Thank you. Score one for Belichick.
The championships are ultimately what matter the most. I've seen him do this in February. Hell, he may do it again this February. I doubt it. But that's what's more important to me. And I think most Patriots fans, like, that would have been neat. But, like, how many of the greats around here have had that kind of moment? That's their last moment. Bird certainly didn't. I mean, maybe Ortiz came kind of close, that they whiffed on that last playoff season that he had, postseason that he was here. No one really goes out the way that you want them to.
So the other thing that, to me, I'm glad McFarland said that last night. I don't think Brees holds Brady's jock.
Not even close.
I don't think he's even in the same conversation. I don't think he belongs in the same conversation.
I mean, this sounds like a crappy thing to say the day after he sets that sort of record. And again, I think he's hugely important to the city of New Orleans. I think his stats are a bit of a fraud.
Does he have more than one road playoff win?
So I was going to say, Maz said it to you before, his outdoor quarterback rating is 14 points lower than his, is it just home road or is it
indoor-outdoor?
His 14-point difference indoor-outdoor.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big difference. It's like 105 to 91 or something. That's a huge difference.
So, look, he's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time great. I'll give him all of that. But I put the Kurt Warner, Drew Brees, you know, Peyton Manning's a little different, but I put those guys in a different category. That's like putting up big power numbers at Coors Field in Colorado. You're a dome quarterback, and I've always looked down on those guys. I always have.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Again, to me, it takes a certain kind of guy to be able to win outdoors. I mean, and a certain skill set, let alone the mental toughness and everything else. Like, but that's a big difference. So, again, think of it in these terms.
Do you have Brady indoor versus outdoor?
Brady's pretty close. I'll look him up right now.
He's always been really close.
Yeah, almost identical. I mean, almost identical as his home and road or indoor outdoor, pretty even. I'll find it.
Okay, Mike in the truck on this topic. Hi, Mike.
Okay, so picture this, Murray. Get a towel. All right. So, Patriots, Saints, Super Bowl, Miami. We all know New England travels well. The Saints don't. Okay, blah blah blah. They go into the game. Brady's say two touchdowns behind Brees. Brady pulls the game of his life out of his butt.
Okay, Mike, so there's the dizzy moment. We don't count postseason touchdowns, which is another topic from before. We're going to count the postseason wins for Belichick versus Shula, but we don't count the postseason numbers for the individual players. I think you've all jumbled that up, and it's not right. These are either regular season numbers or total numbers, and they're regular season numbers. So I think that Shula number has got to be a regular season number, not a postseason combined number. Otherwise, we got to rewrite all these. How many postseason home runs did Henry Aaron hit? We got to tack that on to the 714. And how many postseason home runs did Barry Bonds have? We got to tack that on. And how many postseason goals did Wayne Gretzky score? We got to tack that on. And then Gordie Howe's postseason stats tack on to his. We don't do that for any of this. So let's not do it here. I just want to be consistent about that. If you care about the records, let's keep it consistent.
Yeah, apples to apples. Again, I don't really care about the records.
The thing is,
by the way, Brady's indoor-outdoor numbers is actually a similar gap. 109 indoors, 96.5 outdoors. That's a career number. But he's only played 14 games indoors.
I can't believe it. I feel like it would be much more than that.
So that, and if you add in retractable roof, it's 23. But that's still not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they played a lot of outdoor games. You know,
so his quarterback rating was 96 outdoors. What's Drew Brees' quarterback rating outdoors?
91.
So there you go. There's the gap. We've got John in Maine. Hi, John.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I agree with you about the moment last night. Brady deserves one like that, and also about the six rings. But during the Miami game, if Brady were to tie Brees, would that be enough for you for him to have a moment? Because all I really want to see is both of them looking in their rearview mirror and waving at Peyton Manning. So Brees and Brady, you know, they're both deserving of it. So
there's a chance. Let me just cut you off, John. There's a chance that Brady doesn't even catch Manning. Brady's still two behind Peyton Manning. So I like him to catch him there, but, you know, that when you're going into the year, you thought that was like that was a slam dunk. And now he's still, he's only one behind. So he needs two to pass him.
They're playing the Dolphins in a couple of weeks. He'll pass him.
Bill will make sure of it.
Bill will. You're absolutely right about that.
Bill will make sure of it.
But yeah. If Brady's elbow's banged up and they get through Buffalo this week, do you want him out there slinging it just so he can pass Peyton Manning for second? That's cheesy.
I don't care. I'm sure that there's a segment of Patriots fans that would like that. Because
to pass him for a second like that, that I am so against. What, just so you can shake your ass at Peyton Manning? Like, that's just, now that's cheap. If you want to celebrate being first, great. All-time leading touchdown pass record holder in the NFL history, that's a cool record. Oh, we got to second? We're going to celebrate that just because you passed Matt? That's more like...
Scheme it up with those drop passes, though. Someone comes across in front of them, drops it in front of them. It looks more like a run and play than anything else, but they call it a pass.
Touch pass.
Yeah.
But that's just passing Manning and doing this, like all that is nah. I'm not into that.
No, look, again, when Brady set the win record, I remember Belichick saying, well, that's the whole reason we play, right? I mean, what record could be more important than that? And he's right. Like, again, we get caught up in all the freaking bells and whistles and all the garland and everything else that goes along with these sorts of things. And at the end of the day, there's one objective and one only, and that's to win the effing game. And this guy at quarterback, I'll take my chances.
All right, I got just a quick developing opinion, or just I'll call it the Spygate 2 thought of the day. I have a thought of the day for you on the most latest taping scandal with the Patriots. I'll give that to you in 90 seconds without commercial interruption. Just an update here from Murray.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.